Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I am a tailfin road locomotive. You can't polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together. Rusty old American dream, still running. Rusty old American dream.
Yes, indeed, and that person who's going to help keep it running is none other than ASC certified technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Denny.
How are things at Lloyd's? You and Lloyd's, the crew, everybody doing well?
Yeah, we had a good week. It was the temperatures cooled down a little bit, which is a nice. We got a little bit of rain, and work was busy, and we're still doing our thing. You know, we're scheduled probably a week and a half, some things maybe 2 weeks out, but we're working every day hard to get all those cars done. So the next day we're ready for it.
Absolutely, it's nonstop. You mentioned the heat, and I wanted to ask you about that. We've had so many days of highs in the 90s, that I know that you and your guys have issues with people coming in about air conditioning problems. But what other heat related things do you see with vehicles? You know, batteries, tires. How else can that heat affect people, and what are they bringing them in for besides the AC?
Well, the extremes, whether it be winter or summer, the extremes are what really stress the vehicle. You mentioned the battery. The heat's very, very hard on a battery, but oftentimes we don't see those problems until the winter when we have that need for that additional reserve of amperage from the battery. So the summer oftentimes creates the additional wear and tear, but you don't see it until another time. Vehicles overheating, not as much as we used to in the past, but you still see that, after the spring season, with a lot of the debris coming out of the trees and in the air, a lot of that will get collected in front of the radiator. Sometimes that can create an issue with a transfer of heat, keeping things from overheating. But really, air conditioning, I would say, is like the prominent thing that we see. It's a comfort, and it definitely, we've had a lot of days over 90, as you mentioned, and it's kind of nice to have a few days that are not, but we're still going at it.
All right. I see a text. By the way, if you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Nick will be with us for just about another 30 minutes or so. It's a brief stay, but if you have any kind of issue with your car, your truck, your van, and you need to bring it in for service, but you want to know maybe ahead of the game what could be ailing, by all means, call Nick or text Nick right now. One number, 651-461-9226. And, we'd love to hear from you before we run out of time. 651-461-9226. I see a text that I haven't seen for a long time, and I can share this pain with this listener as far as he basically wants to know, what do you and your crews do about keeping car windows clean? It seems like, I'll paraphrase, that it's always streaking. What is that? I've heard or read that there are these off gases from the vinyl stuff, but that is an issue, isn't it? And you guys probably once in a while clean windows too, don't you?
We certainly do. I would say often. I agree. Sometimes you get these streaky notions, but you'll find the right mix. Some folks like a paper towel you can throw away. Some like these micro towels that they use. There's Windex glass cleaner. There's some aerosol glass cleaners. I mean, quite honestly, you have to find the one that works best with you. But also do it often, because you let that stuff kind of build up. And I know what you're talking about, that filmy stuff. But if you let it build up, it's harder to get it out of there. So if you're you know, on a regular basis, if you're running your vehicle through the car wash, or even if you're at the filling station filling up, you had those extra couple minutes, maybe you can wipe down the inside of the windows then. So I just think if you do it more often, it's less likely to have that kind of that film build up, and it may be a little bit easier to keep it clean.
Yeah, that's probably a valid point as far as keeping it, do it once in a while instead of waiting. Tell you what, let's do this. We've invited people not only to call in but to text in as well. Let's grab a phone call this morning. John, I believe, is calling in from Hugo. John, thanks for calling. You're first up here. What is your question for Nick?
Thank you. I've got a 92 Lexus LS 400. Air conditioning doesn't work, and I had it looked at, and apparently it's in the dash there, like an evaporator hose or something. And so apparently you have to take the whole dash and everything apart. And I'm just wondering if, you know, that's something that they've done before on that particular car, because, you know, it's in pretty good shape. And I know it's a big job. I watched it on YouTube, you know, so.
Yeah, that vintage I'm not going to recall. I'm sure we have over the years. But as you get to a vehicle with a few more years on it, you know, having the experience or the exposure to the job, number one, but also the fasteners, the plastic, a lot of those things with age become brittle. So it's something that you need to find someone that's willing to take the time and the attention to detail, because the last thing you want is, if you remove the dash panel to gain access to the evaporator or the lines. When you go back together, you want to make sure everything is going to fit right, be snug, nothing's going to rattle, because we all have had that. We have that rattle in the dash, and it can just drive you bonkers. So I would say do your research. We probably haven't, cars that old aren't in our normal wheelhouse. We just don't see that stuff anymore. But if you call around, do some research, hopefully you can find somebody that's got that niche of a business that's capable of getting into that and taking the time. Like I said, it's really important that they take the time and care as they're taking that apart. You know, things become brittle, and you just don't want to have a bigger problem on your hands than you started with.
Yeah, makes sense. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Invite our listeners, Nick, to join in either by phone or by text on our CCO's Car Care Show. Nick is going to be with us till just about 7:45, until Jack Farrell time. So call us or text us. We'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. We'll talk your vehicles and problems. Coming back after the break, the new temperature now in the Twin Cities. Let's see if I get this right here. 64, fair skies, haze. See a little smoke out there as well. We're going to get up to about 83 today. Right now at CCO, 64 degrees. Stay with us. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE Certified Technician Nick Stoffel, who runs a beautiful place called Lloyd's Automotive. You know, it is beautiful. I mean, it's a great building. You guys are in a great location, and with lots of coffee and dining and other shopping. I mean, it really is. It's a neighborhood, and I've said this before, but a very comfortable place, I bet, to run a business.
Yeah, no, we are in a great spot. You know, our neighbors are great. And like you said, there's lots of places to get a bite to eat or a cup of coffee or a cocktail. The foot traffic is always fun. There's a lot of people walking the avenue, and some stop and say hi. So, like we tell our listeners, if you're ever on Grand in St. Paul, and we're at 982 Grand, which is a corner of Grand and Chatsworth, poke your head and say hi. If you need, you got a question, feel free to ask, make an appointment. That's what we're there for. So if you're ever in the neighborhood, do please stop by.
Yeah, what about a phone number? And I know you're on the web, too.
Yeah, if you're... we're not there today. We give the guys a little family time on the weekend, so we're closed on the weekends now. But if you're ever during the work week, need a question to answer, or like I said, make an appointment. We're at 651-228-1316. And if you're, as you're at home or wherever you are listening from, if you're in front of your computer, check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net. And that's L-L-O-Y-D-S automotive.net.
We will get you that info before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. Nick, we have a bunch of text messages. Let's see if we can't field before you take your leave. Good morning, guys. Says our question is, when we get an oil change, we were told to not go with the sticker on the window, but use the computer percentage on the dash. Do you know if the percentage runs down to zero before you can get it in? Does that affect the warranty, maybe? The shop is 3 weeks booked out, and we waited until the last minute, like always. What do you think of that?
Well, I guess I think a reverse of that. Personally, I would say I would follow the sticker versus the percentage. And the main reason is we've talked a lot in length about this before, Danny, as you know. We see a lot of mechanical issues related to lubrication, carbon, sludge, oil levels getting low. So if you're in a pinch and all of a sudden you're past that due time, check the oil, number one. See what the level is at. If it is getting low, top it up. You know, get it up to that top mark on that dipstick. If it's getting very, very dirty, maybe this one time you got to find elsewhere to go. But, excuse me, we see a lot of valve train timing type repairs, just, you know, oil consumption stuff. So I can't stress enough, as we have over the years, the synthetic oil change, I firmly believe 5,000 miles in our climate is sufficient. If your vehicle still uses conventional oil, a 3,000-mile interval is appropriate. And you know, that's how we recommend them. And we see this stuff every day, and we see the ones that, you know, unfortunately get the last minute or get the extra few miles. And over time, that does start to add up and starts to create a little more wear and tear. So I just can't stress that enough.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Texter says this, Nick, a 2005 Ford Explorer, the air conditioning is getting weaker. Is it, their question is it still possible to get the system recharged with refrigerant?
Absolutely. And if you're noticing that air conditioning is depleting, you know, it used to be very cold and now it's more mild, it's likely the cause of the refrigerant is leaking out. So what we would do is we'd perform a procedure where we connect the equipment there and we evacuate and, you know, put it on a vacuum and try to determine if there's a leak. Oftentimes, or most often, you have to actually recharge it with refrigerant, but then we add a little bit of a dye to it. What that dye allows us to do is identify a leak, meaning you run the system for a while it's at the shop, give it a chance to really exercise and cycle through a few times, and then you take the black light and you try to locate that leak, try to find the source of where that might be coming from. The refrigerant's a gas, so when it leaks, it just evaporates. There's nothing left behind. But there is a little bit of oil in that system, and with that oil, we'll add a little dye, and that's what we'll see with the light. Now, keep in mind, if you charge it up right now and it seems fine, and then come next spring it doesn't work again, that dye will have washed away, and you won't be able to identify it with the light any longer. So what I advise people to do is, you know, if you're having a problem with air conditioning, they can't pinpoint the problem, get a recharge, have them add that dye, drive it for a few weeks. You know, come later in the summer, it's cooling down. Maybe you're not so concerned about the air conditioning, but please have that reassessed. So therefore, you know what the source of the problem is. That way, let's say come next spring or whenever, it's not working again, you're not starting over. You can just pick up where you left off, make that repair, and get your vehicle back running the way it should.
Makes sense. Let's see. Here's our phone number. It also happens to be our text number, 651-461-9226. Another text says this, Nick. I am planning on having the timing belt changed on my 2016 Honda Pilot as it just turned 100,000 miles. Would it make sense to also replace the cam seals and crank seal? Do they have a tendency to fail after 100,000 miles?
Our age-old processes have been, the timing belt will come as part of a kit. You know, if it has if the system's designed to have a water pump that's driven by the timing belt, that'll come with the kit. There will be a tensioner of some sort to keep the belt tight. Maybe it's hydraulic, maybe it's spring-loaded. Then oftentimes the little pulleys or bearings that help route that belt through the motor. Usually that's the extent of what we're doing. Upon disassembly, if we see any reason to want to replace a seal, like there's a leak or a little bit of wetness there or an imperfection, we'll make that recommendation at that point. But I would not automatically just replace it just because. We've done many timing belts once and even a second time and not seen problems where a leak has occurred. So if we're not seeing it, we're not going to create a problem, obviously. And you know, usually I'd be a little more cautious versus just doing just because.
And as far as any leakage is concerned, you guys always, even with an oil change, you and your crew always looking over the vehicle besides just changing the oil, aren't you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, most shops are, you know, it's our job, you know, as the provider to make sure that your car is in good working order, reliable. So you're in for a regular service, you have the vehicle up. If we're starting to see some wetness or even a droplet or a drip from a timing cover, we're going to notify the customer. You know, the leak itself might not be critical or crucial because it's not going to create a failure. But keep in mind, if there were a leak under that timing cover, that belt might be getting wet with oil, and that oil will cause that rubber to break down and cause a premature failure. So those types of things, you know, on regular maintenance, you're going to pick that up. They'll advise the customer in the right direction and hopefully prevent some sort of failure or some sort of breakdown that could be really inconvenient.
Yeah, for sure. Hang on, Nick. We're going to take a break for that weather forecast, and we have a few minutes to go in the show. If you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Call us or text us at 651-461-9226. Love to help you out on this Saturday morning. In the Twin Cities, 64 degrees. We'll get that forecast straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to CCO's Car Care Show. We're here every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. As usual, Nick Stoffel, who runs Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul, answering those particular questions this morning. And we do have a few more minutes to go. So call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Nick, here's another text, 2018 Subaru Forester. Intermittent, hard / slow to start when warm, never when cold. Turns fine, battery new, occasional stutter. Almost catches and eventually starts, and often no problem with the next start. What do you think about that? How can you analyze that one?
Well, that's, as you know, the intermittent ones are the toughest ones.
Yeah.
And, you know, it sounds like they've got some good notes here, so I hope they're making, writing those down. You know, they're talking temperature in different scenarios where this happens. And quite honestly, what we ask people to do is, you know, just do that. Make a journal. Try to create a situation that we're more consistent that we might see that problem. So when you bring it in, we're using our time wisely and your money wisely. You know, we don't want to be wasteful and chasing our tails and not gaining anything from it. So if there's a scenario or a routine that we can perform to make this vehicle not start as it should, obviously, we want to do that and have our equipment connected to the vehicle so that we can identify, you know, the battery's new, but it could be a faulty battery possibly, or a connection or a starter. There's a lot of components there that could be creating that problem, which is frustrating. I guarantee you that can be frustrating, but without having it happen consistently or in our possession, it's almost next to impossible to be able to figure out what's going on.
Yes. Speaking of batteries, I recall looking or seeing, and I don't even know, I wasn't looking for it, but there was a video of someone cleaning battery terminals. Is that something the homeowner can or should do at all?
You can. If you have, you know, maybe a little water, baking soda, an old brush of some sorts, you know, and any of that helps. But just make sure you clean up the mess that you make, you know. Be aware of your surroundings. You know, you just don't want to get underneath the garden hose and spray everything. But if you can, you know, get a bucket of water, a big large glass or a pitcher to be able to rinse all that off. If you see any excessive corrosion that's building on that connection, by all means, feel free to try to clean that up to kind of slow that down and prevent that. You know, usually that means that the battery is starting to gas, which could be a sign that's getting towards the end of its life, but any kind of maintenance you can do can help, you know, get a few more months or even a year out of that. So that's something I would think someone should be able to take on themselves.
I know there's a lot of variables, and I've learned them myself. But generally speaking, a good battery that you paid good money for, high quality, how long would you guess that they last? We've talked in the past about, is it around 5-6 years or so?
I would like to see a battery last 5-6 years. There are some manufacturers, for whatever reason, we don't see that. But then there's other, there's newer technologies, these AGM, these glass mat batteries, under the right circumstances, some of these vehicles, we'll see them last 10 years. So technology's changed. There's a lot more demand, start, stop, all the electronics. There's a lot more going on inside of the vehicle. So the battery is, you know, it's always been very important, obviously, but a lot more demand on it. So, you know, we depending on the vehicle make and model, I would say 5-6 years, I'd be very, very happy with the life of that. There are some vehicles that might get into that 4-year range, which maybe isn't optimal, but it's it is what it is. And like I said, some of these newer technology batteries, we'll see them, you know, get 8-10 years out of them. So wow, it's kind of fun to see how things evolve.
Yeah, indeed. All right, I think we have time for another one or two texts. Let's see. Here's a 2004 Chevy Impala. Runs great, texter says. Around 151,000 miles on it. The last time they headed in for an oil change, they said that they told the customer that they had dirty transmission fluid, but they hesitate to change it because it could trigger other issues because of the age of the car. They want to know, is could that be true?
Well, that age-old information, you know, maybe it was true at some point in time. Depends on the fluid. If they have a reason, you know, fluid being dirty needs maintenance. If there's no additional concern, there is no appearance of any metallic material or anything that can show the signs of a failing part where we don't want to disturb, I would be on board with that. If I saw something that said, boy, this is concerning to me, I'm afraid if we open this up, we're going to create a bigger problem, by all means, I would follow that advice. If it's like this is a wear and tear dirty, maybe a little bit overdue a maintenance, I think it's really important to do that maintenance. Some vehicles, there's the option to remove the pan and replace the filter at the same time also. Sometimes there's a drain and fill procedure, which doesn't get all the fluid off, and it definitely helps. And then there's still the flushing process on some vehicles that you can perform. So on a transmission, I think maintenance is as important as it is with the engine. You know, it's lubricated, it's a hydraulic oil, so it allows for this hydraulic pump to work. So if it's just dirty, I would definitely recommend to replace it. If it has concerns otherwise that show signs of failure, I would probably pause and get a little more information.
I'm looking at some other texts here. 95 Buick, when the key is off, the heater blower fan still runs. They question that. 95 Buick.
So when you shut the vehicle off, especially vehicles that's been, you should really cut the power to everything. If something is staying on, we have a relay or a short somewhere, you know, and if they're talking about the fan inside the vehicle, that should, with the key cycle, should go right off. If we're talking about the cooling fan under the hood, oftentimes when you shut a vehicle off, the temperature might rise for a few moments and that fan might continue to run for a minute or two. That's not uncommon, especially in the summer months. That car might need a moment or two to kind of cool itself back down. But on that vintage, I believe that likely we have a relay or something that's being stuck on that's not allowing that fan to shut off. And keep in mind, those fans do pull a bit of current, which could deplete that battery. And that kind of extended sit or an overnight, you're likely going to need a jump start. So I would probably have that looked at before you have more trouble.
Okay. Another texter wants to know, how often should I rotate my tires?
The manufacturer will make a recommendation. Maybe it's 7,500 miles, 5,000 miles, 9,000 miles, which is a good guide. Also, look at the tires. Or when you're in for service, have them look at the tires. Is the wear, tread depth equal, or is it due? Are they wearing evenly? Sometimes with different alignment angles, we'll see front and rear tires wear a little differently, so it might not be a bad idea to rotate those. So I would say create a habit off of your vehicle, the type of tires, the brand, the quality, your driving style. You might be a little more of an aggressive driver. You might find you need to do it a little more often. But within your owner's manual, you probably have something between 5,000 and 9,000 miles as a good guideline.
I know when I brought in, which is often, our vehicles for an oil change, sometimes you guys change the or rotate the tires. Sometimes it's not necessary. And like you said, if there's no real, you know, crazy wear or anything, is there really a need? We're talking about every, let's say, 5,000 miles.
Yeah, it really, in the type of tires, some of the higher quality tires might not wear as fast as the longer mile tires. Some of the sportier tires wear much quicker, and we'll see more of that shoulder wear on those front tires that we want to get that to the rear. So there's a lot of circumstances that kind of make us recommend a different mileage, maybe based on conditions. But, you know, you're getting that, you know, 5,000, 7,500, 9,000 miles. I mean, somewhere in there likely going to be need to be done, but it might vary depending on your oil change interval too. So you might find you do it every other oil change, which is probably fine. You might find that you need to do it every, you know, so it's going to vary depending on really your vehicle, the set of tire. But once again, how oftentimes people decline those types of simple things, and then you see an all-wheel drive vehicle where the front tires are pretty much worn down to nothing. The rears have quite a bit of tread, but if you replace the front tires, that differential of the tread depth is so significant that it's really hard on the all-wheel drive systems that you end up needing to do four tires. So if you rotate them, I know it costs a little bit of money, but it definitely prolongs the life of the tires, gives you more bang for your buck. It really does.
Yeah, save money in the long run. Nick, we have to run out of here. Let's do this again next week. But in the meantime, if folks need some help at Lloyd's from Lloyd's Automotive, how do we find you guys?
Yeah, if you ever have to give us a call for some advice or make an appointment, you can reach us at 651-228-1316. And if you're on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, get in a bite to eat or coffee or do a little shopping, stop and say hi. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. And as I mentioned earlier, check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
And Nick, how about if you stop by CCO Radio next Saturday at the usual time? What do you say?
I would love to.
All right, good. Have a good week, Nick. See you soon. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Stay tuned next. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat, then get those lawn and garden questions ready from Master Gardener Teresa Rooney. All straight ahead here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.